This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. Demonstrators gathered outside Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison today, protesting the treatment of inmates at the hands of U.S. forces. The American general in charge of the prison has instituted reforms and has ordered the population in overcrowded Abu Ghraib cut by more than half. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the prison today. Good morning, Steve. Peter, tell
Hi,
us
Renee,
about
how
these
are you?
Fine, thanks. Tell us about these reforms, please.
Well, Major General Jeffrey Miller says they've already enacted some of the reforms. The one he mentioned in particular is ending the practice of throwing hoods over the heads of prisoners inside and outside facilities. A spokesman for Miller said, quote, "That doesn't fit with the image we're trying to portray of a country bringing freedom and democracy to Iraq." In more recent days, using hoods to transport prisoners has also apparently been stopped. The Army says it does need to keep high-value prisoners from seeing some of the details of who's being kept where, but it will use other methods, such as goggles with lenses blacked out, to avoid the hoods. Another reform, which some officials say is overdue, is reducing the prison population in general. In Saddam Hussein's time, there were many thousands of prisoners on this 280-acre compound known as Abu Ghraib. The current population of Iraqi prisoners is now roughly 3,800. General Miller would like to get that down to something under 2,000. There's a couple other major prisons, one at the airport here in Baghdad, the other down at Basra in the south, and these reforms apply to all three. There is a sense that though these reforms were needed on their own merits, this is part of a damage control effort in the face of the heavy condemnation about those notorious photos of guards abusing Iraqis that were broadcast recently.
Some of the Iraqis recently released from prison have spoken out. What have they had to say?
Well, since these photos were published, we're hearing more stories about abuse in prison, and they're getting a lot more attention. The stories have been around for a while. Some prisoners have confirmed the scenes shown in these photographs from Abu Ghraib. Others talk about lesser forms of maltreatment. Human rights activists, though, say they would still constitute illegal acts if they're proved. I spoke this morning outside Abu Ghraib with a 30-year-old man from Fallujah. He was captured by American troops and taken to another camp before being brought into Abu Ghraib. He said it was there at the camp that he was hooded. He wasn't abused himself, but as he was in one room, he could hear what was going on in the next room. And he says, according to what the translator was ordering these other men to do, they were ordered to strip at gunpoint, bend over, and face what he says sounded like sexual humiliation. He says the prisoners grew hysterical. The soldiers later transferred them to Abu Ghraib, where, in his case, the treatment was actually better. But these are the kinds of stories we're hearing these days.
The demonstration today that we've just heard a little bit of, was it peaceful?
It was. There was a bit of tension for one moment when the two sides, the Marines and the clerics, approached each other, but they really just talked in a small huddle as the crowd waited outside behind some fencing, chanting and singing. It was the Sunni Muslim Clerics Association who organized this, and one cleric said, "We're demanding an immediate trial for all those responsible and harsh punishment, and no matter what happens, we will remember this, and we are a people of revenge, and we will repay this insult." So clearly, in some minds, the damage is already done.
Peter, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.